Vernon Pharmacy.
Hey, Josh in?
Master speaking.
It's Ruben. I just missed his call.
Ruben, 1 second.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, Josh, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just saw I missed your call in your cell. I left you a message. Please disregard. So I just wanted to follow up with you since we have an approval here. I see that you actually were working with a few reps in the past regarding capital and never went anywhere. I do like the approval you have, so I wanted to talk to you and see if we could find a solution to get you funded.
Right, I understand.
The
last thing we talked about wasn't that great for me. You know, it was 2 years. And it was on $200,000, it was $45,000 in interest. I thought that was really a lot.
Okay, yeah, I mean, let's hopefully walk through some issues. And my whole plan is to make sure if we don't have the product for you, we can find you a product.
No. Listen. I appreciate the effort. I'm not stopping you, but I think you know you can see my issue. Also, the $45,000, the way I understood it, and the way it worked was that $45,000 is being paid no matter what. It's not even like an amortization loan that it goes back, that it goes down as you pay it off. So, you know, that really seemed like a lot to me.
Okay, so that's actually completely incorrect, so we can go over
okay,
that.
Okay, I stand corrected if I'm wrong.
No, it's our goal to educate you about the product and not be pushy. Right now, our industry is very, very saturated. I'm sure you get calls for working capital all the time, correct?
I do.
Yeah, and just, you know, I've been with our firm for 9 years, well, almost 9 years in July. I have I'm on the underwriting side. I'm a supervisor here in our San Diego branch. I have a lot of existing customers, and I just refinanced a customer referral, and they get all these calls. And so what we want to do is really slow down and tell people what's available and really educate them about the product so they at least know, hey, here's how it works. So number one.
Can you hold on a quarter of a second?
Sure.
Hello? Hi. Hello? She went to the museum. She went to MoMA on February 3rd. What's going on? Wait, which
event? What time?
She doesn't have her phone with her.
Hey, Nick? Who did it?
Boy. We're in a tough mood because we're all doing bananas at the photo meeting. Just too hard to explain right now. I'll explain it to you another time. All right, but anyway, it was a bad meeting. We'll get over it. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. No, we'll work it out. It's just, it's something really weird and it's too complicated. I don't want to get into it right now. Alright, but anyway, the point of the matter was is that I wish I knew how you're going to get in touch with us for this thing. Well, do you think she's going to go straight to that thing? Oh, you're going. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Anyway, she might be home and, you know, she might get home soon. She's not going to spend there all day. All right.
Okay, sorry about that, Ruben.
Not a problem. So,
okay.
do you have a pen handy?
I do.
Okay, so number one, regarding amortization, no, our loans do have discounts for paying off early. We also have what's called a renewal. We can include an amortized payment schedule. And so what this means is, let me give you an idea. I just did a loan for a customer for 18 months, and it was for $200,000. But what often happens in this business, and have you ever done a working capital loan? You've only done lines of credit, correct?
You mean, have I done a working capital loan, not a credit line?
Correct.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I had a credit line in the old days when they took everybody's credit line away from you.
Okay.
I had a credit line a long time ago taken away from me that they made into a loan, a 5-year loan.
Gotcha.
So that was really the only one I had like that.
Okay. And are you paying on that or is that paid off by now?
No. That's years ago. I'm in this business 30 years. That's longer than I can remember ago.
Okay. So basically...
I'm not paying off anything.
What often happens is a customer, this money is used for growth or specific projects or needs. sometimes just cash flow. But some, a lot of, about 70 to 75, they say it's 65, but it's really 70, 75% of customers renew. And that means if you say do a 2-year loan, or in my case, my customer that I just funded an 18-month loan, they'll need more money or they'll want more money. Sometimes not need, sometimes want more money once they're halfway through, if not sooner. And so the issue that you're referencing is, well, if I need more money or if I want to pay off early, then I have to pay all this interest. And that's not the way, that's not true. So, and it's in our documents. So if you do a renewal with Bank of Cardiff, we're the only company that does this. Let's say you get 300 grand over 2 years. And let's say once you come in a year and you say, hey, look, you know what? I want to borrow more money and I don't want to be on the hook for all this prepaid interest, because if you're doing 24% but paying it off over a year, that's when rates get really, it's a harsh hit on your business. We actually put in writing that all the remaining interest is forgiven if you do a renewal with us. We can also typically include on the you've been approved for one of our better programs. So I believe on your program that if you decide to pay this off at any time, I believe, and I can triple check, that we waive all the remaining interest. Typically,
so in other words, what we call no prepayment penalty.
Well, the reason what you're referring to, a prepayment penalty is, pardon my language, it refers to shitty mortgages. So a customer got a mortgage, and they got it like a 5-year, it was like an adjustable rate mortgage.
I thought all mortgages were shitty.
No, I actually have some myself. They're not bad.
I'm older than you. I've paid mine off.
Okay, so basically what happened with mortgages and mortgage market? Well, the customer would get an adjustable rate mortgage. Instead of getting a 30-year fixed mortgage, a mortgage salesperson or bank would talk them into getting a lower rate or lower payment so they could afford more house. And what they would do is they would get an adjustable rate mortgage. But when the sinister, there are some mortgages that, hey, it's pretty straightforward. After 5 years, your rate adjusts to this, up or down, depending on the marketplace. But the really nasty ones, they would adjust after, say, let's say 2 years. But if you refinance before 3, you'd have to pay a penalty. So that's where people really got screwed. So basically, they couldn't get out of the mortgage without paying a hefty fine, and that's when people got screwed. So
okay.
The prepayment.
So tell me about the program that I'm approved for. What's
so,
good about that one?
So, number one, it's up to 3 years, or two to three years, your choice. But
right.
We can include a payment schedule, and I will triple check that basically, if you want to pay it off, you should be able to pay off remaining interest. So you're not on the hook. You get the ability to keep the payments low, but you're not on the hook. Also, I want to offer you something that I just want to incentivize you, something to throw out there, even though you've got like the best program. And I'm confident you could shop around. So here's what we can do for you.
Right.
I can lower your payback on all terms by 1%. If you stick with, and if you go above $300,000, I can lower it by 2%.
Okay, so tell me that in real terms. The thing we were talking about $200,000 would be what then?
So let's bring this up. So here's your approval, and it's just me trying to incentivize you. I mean,
I totally understand what you're doing.
So you have if it was me, I would do a 24-month term with daily or weekly payments. That's what I would do. But you can feel free to do whatever you want. You're at a 1.2368. There's a 2.5% fee charged, like I said. So if you do 200,000, you net 190. So instead of your payback being a 1.2368, it's a 1.2268. So it's 22.
What's 1.2268 mean?
So your payback payback over 2 years right now is 23.68 cents on the dollar. So if you, do you have a calculator in front of you?
I have a calculator in my head. Go ahead.
Cool. So you take $200,000. You times it by 1.2368. Your payback is 247,360. I can drop 1% off that payback. Okay? So
drop
now
it
it's
to what? What does that drop it to? To how much are you taking off of that? $5,000?
No, it's 1% of 1% of each dollar borrowed. So it's $2,000 in savings.
Okay. So
now,
I understand.
Now, if you go above, if you go up 300,000 to 400,000, it's anything 299,999 or above, essentially 300,000 or above, I can drop that by 2%. So then, if we look at that, your payback over, say, let's look at 300,000. So if you look at $300,000, your payback on that is, instead of a 1.2368 over 2 years, it's a 1.2168. So your payback on that would be 365. So for every if you do 300,000 or above, for each dollar you're borrowing, you're saving $2,000 on the payback over 2 years.
Okay.
That
so
is
just listen for a second.
Go ahead.
So if I borrow $300,000 over 3 years,
okay,
what would my payback be?
Let's look at those numbers. So your payback over 3 years, the normal rate is a 1.3957. So that's a 1.3957. So we could drop that by 2%. So that'd be a 1.3757. So that's over, if you did 3 years, it's going to, for 300, it'd be 412, because you're saving 6,000. The normal payback would be 418. But,
okay,
but here's,
hold on a
here,
second. Just wait 1 second.
Thank you.
412 is 112 in interest over the 3 years.
Correct.
Wait, is about 40 in interest each year is 300.
No, well, let's not estimate. Let's give you exact numbers, okay?
Yeah, give me exact numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what interest am I paying on that loan?
You're paying 112,710.
Okay, you keep saying that. What is that, a daily interest, or what is that?
No, the total amount of interest paid.
I know. 112 means what? Oh, 112 is the amount.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
So that would get. So if you want to look at it like a yearly cost of the interest, that
yes.
divided by 3 years is $37,570 for $300,000. Let me give
which
you
is,
like, which a yearly cost of
which
a 12 a yearly cost of 12,500. Here is my thought process for your business, and I hopefully you appreciate my bluntness.
Okay.
There are a lot of companies right now just, you got dogs like scraping over a bone trying to tell people, get a cheaper rate. And at the end of the day, this product is based about need. I have a lot of customers that they do what I call chasing, and I advise them not to do it, where they say, well, can I pay this off early? I want to do 3 years and pay it off in one, and it's not the proper procedure for them. This product is meant to make a need. So you might only want to borrow $40,000. That might be really what you need, and if you want to borrow $40,000, the terms are still great. We just want to get your business. But I can just give you a little bit of incentives if you want to do a larger approval, although the approval is great as is. I'm just trying to put a bow on it.
I understand. The thing is that when you said 112, you said that was 12.5% interest?
Well, if you look at that as a yearly cost for 3 years, if you want to look at best deal, the best deal here is to do a two-year term. And amortization is not simple interest. Those are two different items. But people look at these loans as yearly cost. If you want to look at like the best deal is $300,000 above over 2 years. Because if you're borrowing $300,000,
so tell me that. Tell me how much money I'm paying on that.
So if you borrow $300,000, and you could borrow $400,000, but if you borrow $300,000,
yes.
Your payback over 2 years is $365,040.
$365,040.
Yeah, and like I said, so
$32,000 a year on the $300,000. Is that correct?
Well, that's a yearly cost, correct?
Right.
It's not amortized, it's a yearly cost. So
can I just ask you something? Don't most people look at this as like a yearly interest rate, like most things look at it that way?
Absolutely.
Right.
They're looking at the
So what's the difference between this and a mortgage for $300,000 for 2 years?
A mortgage is a monthly payment loan that's secured by real estate. It's a completely different product.
No, you got me all wrong. What I meant was, is if I put that $32,000 on an amortization table, how much will it come out to?
$32,000. I can run it for you. It depends on the APR.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying, okay, I borrowed $300,000 for 2 years. I paid $65,000 in interest. What am I actually paying?
Yeah. So what you're referring to, the way a mortgage is calculated, it's just a different financial calculation. A mortgage is a separation of interest and principal. You're paying at arrears each month, and you're having a corresponding amount of interest generate for each month the money's out. Whereas a working capital loan is completely different.
Correct.
A working capital loan is a agreement between a lender and a customer to borrow X and pay back Y. That being said, the program we have approved for you. So usually, yes, all the interest is due. So like when I send you an amortization schedule, you're going to say, okay, look, if I do $300,000 over 2 years, here's my payback. and as of each day or week, here's the according balance. However, I do believe on your program, because it's the best program we offer, and it's the best program in the industry, to be frank, if you decide to pay it off, you will get that interest remaining. So let's just say you had $15,000 of interest left, and you had $45,000 of principal. I'm just saying that. It has nothing to do with your file.
Yeah.
You don't have to write a check for $60,000. You can write a check for $45,000. I think, though, and on these programs, since you have been looking at working capital and you're looking at a few different avenues,
yeah,
this product is really, truly about need. It is not about chasing a better rate, because we're not comparing it to a credit line. We just want to incentivize you, because we would love to get your business on the board.
Well, the thing is this. Well, what I'm asking is this. On those amortizations and the mortgages, if I had $300,000 and I was paying $5,000 a month, and I end up paying $8,000 a month instead of $5,000 a month, it gets paid off early and I save a lot of interest. That doesn't happen on yours, right?
Well, it's not what we do. So a working capital loan, by definition, is
yes,
a summation of payments, a payback. It's a summation of payback.
So the point of the matter is, if I borrow the $300,000, I'm going to pay $65,000 in interest no matter what happens, correct?
No, completely incorrect.
Okay,
no,
so
wrong,
tell me
wrong,
again.
Wrong.
Then. Tell me
I'm
again,
gonna,
then.
I'm going to provide a payment schedule for you. If you let's say you send Mike over or myself over your driver's license and voided check. Let's say you say, hey, Ruben, I want $300,000, and I want to see a payment schedule.
Okay.
As long as you perform to the terms of the contract, I send you a payment schedule, and I send you a contract. You can see, here's my payback after two. My payback as of day one is, say, $365. And as each day goes, here's how much interest is left, here's how much principal is left. But you'll have the ability, if you do a renewal, like I said, and that's borrowing more money, it's in writing, we waive all the remaining interest if you qualify and fund. But I believe on your product that I can include, you can see in writing, hey, look, if I decide to stroke a check here, all the remaining interest that I owe is waived. I'm only responsible for the principal. And I will
What does stroke a check mean?
My current balance represents $60,000. $45,000 of principal, $15,000 of interest. I have to write a check just for the principal, and the loan is done.
Oh, I see. You could pay off the whole principal at once, and then without paying the rest of the interest.
Now, that's what I would tell you. I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question. How many customers do you think that I've worked with that have paid these loans off early?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. It's
you tell
less.
Me.
I have 3 to 5 customers in my head that I know offhand that have paid off early. Why have they paid off, and they've not done a renewal? Why have they paid off early? Well, one customer was selling their business. One customer did a massive project. One customer was really in trouble. And I had 2 other customers that had like a few payments left. The reason why people don't pay these loans off early is because they can typically use the capital and actually enhance their business. Most customers come to us and ask for more money too quickly, as opposed to customers that want to pay off early. That's just the truth of the matter.
You can't send me the payment schedule until I send you the license and the and what else you said?
A driver's license and a check, so I can put your name on the contract.
Okay. One more thing.
Sure.
My approval is good until when? How much time do I have to think about this?
Let's see. I mean, and I'm going to check real quick before I'm going to ask you for the ID. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to make sure on this program, because typically the way that we word our program with this type of pricing is, if you want to pay off early, you get a 25% of the remaining interest waived. I need to check to make sure I'm not misquoting you that all the interest is forgiven if you decide to pay off and not renew. So I don't want you to send it yet. But when is your approval good to? Let's see. You were approved 5/31. Now the question is, which bank statements did we have? We just had April.
You had up until, the only one you didn't have was May.
How does your May bank statement look?
Looks the same as all the other ones.
What's your ending balance in May?
Hold on a second.
Typically, approvals will be good. Can you hear me all right?
I'm listening.
They'll be good for up to the 15th day of the next month before we need the next bank statement. So since we had April, we generally give you up to June 15th before we need May.
Okay.
So the answer is, it's the 10th. So your file could fund Wednesday or sooner without additional information.
Right. May.
But can I ask you, as you're looking this up, what amount of money would actually make, you know, a lot of customers, there's no point, even if the loan, we have equipment loans at 4.5%. That doesn't mean a customer comes in.
Wait, what do you have at 4.5%? I didn't hear you.
Equipment loans?
Oh, equipment loans. Yes.
Yeah. We've done pharmacy equipment, you know, packaging equipment for pills, stuff like that, bottling equipment.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean if a customer comes to us, and obviously, look, you paid off your mortgage. I respect that. It's great to hear. You know, you don't have that debt payment. But for a lot of customers, like, I have a customer that comes into me and says, hey, Ruben, you know, oh, if it's 4.5%, I'm going to borrow $2 million. The answer is no. That's a horrific idea. Why would you borrow money just because it's cheap? And so the question I would ask you is, what amount of money?
Well, I have an answer for you for that question. Okay?
Yeah.
The reason right now I'm looking for money is not so much what you're talking about need. It's more like this. I've had a lot of financial professionals tell me and a lot of bank people tell me, apply for loans or lines of credit when you don't need them so that you will be approved. Once you need them, you'll more than likely not be approved.
That's kind of true. I can see that.
I mean, I think that makes some sense in my mind.
It doesn't make sense for a reason, though, right? So
okay.
When you talk about you have a line of credit through Chase for $50,000, correct?
I do.
So the one thing that, and people are saying the real credit game, they're saying, look, banks give money to people that have good credit, but they don't give money to people that have bad credit. Although that's not necessarily true for Bank of Cardiff. We do a lot of high-risk funding. That's
right.
Small businesses, owners for you in a nutshell. Good, bad, and
right.
In between. Every shade of gray. But here's the problem. Just because you get a line of credit, and I think you got to address this, let's say we give you a $200,000 line of credit. Let's say it's at like the 6% APR you want or 5%, or let's just whatever you want. You know the problem with the line of credit? It's countable. So you get a line of credit.
They can take it away from me before I get the money.
No, not just that.
What?
Let's say you get a $200,000 line of credit. It's everything you want with a pretty bow on it. You use it. Your banking email or mail you a letter in 30 days and say, all the money you have on this balance.
Hold on, just one second.
Sure.
What? What? Tell me. Quick.
Some money in the hallway at back.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to know that you know.
What do you mean, some money in the hallway?
Is there something upstairs? Is she got a handbag?
Yeah.
Your money inside.
How much?
No, he just
found
it. He looked at it. He
closed
it. He comes to you.
Bring it to me.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, so the inherent issue, and I've had customers that have this, a line of credit is cancelable by either party. And so when you do a line of credit with your bank,
my experience is normally they wouldn't ask you for the entire thing back. They would just give you a payment schedule, and they wouldn't allow you to draw on it anymore.
Just because you haven't had the experience before doesn't mean it won't happen.
Okay, so you're saying that sometimes they call in a line of credit and say you owe all the money right now.
Yeah, that's what happened to everyone that was housing related during the financial crisis. Their banks didn't call them and say their lines are called. They said, you owe us all the money within 30 days, and that's it. That's it. You're done.
Want to know what happened to me?
Sure.
I lost every single line of credit and every single credit card I had in the entire world. And I called up Chase's main office in Phoenix, Arizona, and spoke to this back office person that does all that stuff. She was in charge of all that stuff, and she personally went over all the stuff that I had, and the next day, as opposed to everyone else, she gave me everything back and told me I was a great customer.
Okay, well, that's
good. That was very unusual back then, you know? Most people were just losing them.
I mean, the problem is, and I guess what I'm saying is, and I'm going to go check right now. I'm not going to take you for more than a minute.
Yeah, are you going to email me that info, or are you going to call me back?
I'm going to call you back. I'm going to go check. I'm going to walk over to our funding department, our operations center. But the question that I would kind of encourage you to do is this. Lines of credit are meant to be used sparingly. So if you're trying to float $200,000, the reality is you need a line of credit with a limit of $1 million because
yes.
if you use more than 20% on the dollar, it hurts your credit profile. This is a business loan, so you, quote-unquote, maxing it out has no negative effect on your business or personal credit. It's definitely, A, is not under your personal credit, and B, it's a loan, so it's not maxing it out. What I would share with you, though, is, number one, a lot of customers borrow these funds they usually borrow a little more than they need because it's impossible to predict the future. And the reality is, what you've been told is three-quarters right. The reason why you're getting... you got a ridiculous offer. You can chop around. The reason why you're getting a ridiculous offer is because you've got good credit, you pay your bills, and you've got volume, and we're looking at the last 3 months. I will tell you that if we looked at the last 6 months, you wouldn't have this offer because the bank statements go well below $5,000 and then, well below $1,000, and they're too volatile. So, in a sense, the approval you have...
You're going to call me back with that info, or do you want to call
me
back?
I'll call you back in like an hour, but I would just encourage you to kind of think of the number you want, and I'll see what I can figure out.
I think the 200 is the one that we were talking about.
I can offer you what I can offer you. Give me a little bit, and I'll figure this out for you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.